The Pebble Limited Partnership wants to build what could be the world's largest gold and copper mine in Bristol Bay, and the EPA has worked to use Clean Water Act protections to prevent that from happening. But Pebble says the agency violated federal rules in its efforts to do so, and had previously requested to subpoena more than 60 individuals and groups to help prove its case. After last week's decision by Federal District Court Judge H. Russell Holland that quashed some of Pebble's subpoenas saying they pushed the envelope, Pebble Partnership spokesman Mike Heatwall says the company has withdrawn some of its other requests to comply with that order.
Well, for now, it's probably important to just emphasize that we're going to focus our discovery efforts on the EPA and as our filing indicated that if we conclude there's a need for further non-party discovery, then we certainly will intend to pursue that.
Trustees for Alaska represents a handful of those who were subpoenaed. Nunamta Aluxtai, Cook Inlet Keeper, Groundtooth Trekking, Kim Williams, Tim Troll, and Tom Tilden. All of those have been withdrawn. Staff attorney Michelle Sinnott says that's good news.
These are people who love Bristol Bay, who have been working really hard to protect, you know, a world-class watershed. This is their backyard. These are things that they care about. And to be drawn into this federal litigation, it's very expensive.
Other withdrawn subpoenas include those for the Natural Resources Defense Council, some out-of-state consulting groups, and Shoren Brown, who worked on Trout Unlimited's campaign to protect Bristol Bay. Other subpoenas remain, although Heatwall says he thinks the company intends to withdraw them. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.